Here's a look at what Edmonton's City Council will be discussing for the week of November 10th to 14th, 2014. No meetings on Monday or Tuesday, but Executive Committee has a full agenda set for Wednesday. A couple of the agenda items that caught my eye include the 2013-2014 Annual Report for Tech Edmonton. This is the annual report that they're required to provide to Council every year, and it obviously focuses on the positives that Tech Edmonton experienced throughout the last year. So one of the things is that a recent study of university business incubators listed Tech Edmonton 10th overall in the world and 3rd in North America, which is quite an accomplishment. And just in June, Tech Edmonton was named Incubator of the Year by Startup Canada. So lots of success over the last year for Tech Edmonton. They've also received an increase in federal funding of about $2.5 million per year. And what that's going to enable Tech Edmonton to do is to launch a new health accelerator, which they say will enable the city to catalyze the growth of a significant new health tech cluster. Edmonton is already, as you know, home to some pretty impressive health facilities, and we've got a really exciting growing technology scene. So bringing those two things together, I think, could be quite interesting. Another item on the agenda at Executive Committee is a new white paper for the way we finance. This is the third such white paper, and the focus of this one is on debt. And so the report says, after establishing the Edmonton context related to the use of debt, we're going to talk about what the City of Edmonton uses debt for, why it is used, and how we determine what amount of debt is reasonable for the city to carry. Now, I'm sure candidates would have loved to have had this white paper last year during the municipal election, but it wasn't meant to be. So now that it's here, I expect there'll be quite a bit more discussion about debt. Another item Executive Committee will be discussing is the purchase of the Wellington Surplus School site. Administration is recommending that Council approve the purchase from the Edmonton Public School Board for $4.7 million, which they say reflects the current market value for the property. Now, this isn't a new item. Council had previously agreed to proceed with the land purchase, and ultimately, once this goes ahead, it'll result in a new home for the Calder Library, 2.27 hectares of land, or that they're calling civic open space, and also land for a potential future multicultural center. Another item being discussed is the 2014 City of Edmonton subsidy to Homeward Trust. Last year, they approved a subsidy of $1.2 million, and now approval is required by Executive Committee to actually pay it. Since about 2000, the City of Edmonton has contributed about $1.2 million every year to support the work of Homeward Trust. They receive funding from all three levels of government, and since 2001, they've allocated about $154 million in funding to 95 different capital projects. So that's Executive Committee. The next morning, on Thursday, the Community Services Committee will meet. A couple of the agenda items that caught my eye there. First of all, the Edmonton Historical Board. Their chair issued a report with a bunch of recommendations a while back, and now administration is responding to that. And this one seems timely just because I've seen a lot of discussion on Twitter lately about, you know, our historic buildings potentially disappearing to development. The report responds to the recommendations on how new leadership could be applied to extend and add to Edmonton's existing heritage achievements. Administration is looking for a funding increase of about $500,000, which they say will allow them to increase municipal heritage designation participation rates, which I take to mean they will add more buildings to the Heritage Registry. Another item is the Edmonton Arts Council 2015 Festival Operating Grant Recommendations. Administration is recommending that all six applications be approved, which totals about $200,000 for six festivals in 2015. Deep Freeze, the Edmonton Poetry Festival, Edmonton Pride Festival, Ice on White, Silver Skate, and a new one to me, the Circa Festival of Irish Theatre. The program enables a maximum of 25% of the festival's operating budget to be covered by grants. A third item that caught my eye on the Community Services Committee meeting agenda is this item about backyard fire pit control. So this is a response to an inquiry that Councillors Esslinger and McKean made. And at the time, a lot of people thought this was a bit of a rookie mistake. Like, what are you doing bringing up an issue like fire pits? Anyway, the report is now a response. It outlines some background. It talks about how the city enforces fire pit regulations, and it clarifies the current legislation. And unsurprisingly, it states that current bylaw provisions provide effective enforcement tools to regulate the impacts of outdoor fires, and no bylaw amendments are recommended at this time. So, in other words, thanks but no thanks. Now, in the afternoon of Thursday, the Transportation Committee will meet, and there's a lot of stuff on the agenda there too, so I'm not sure if they'll get through it all. One of the items is a low-income transit pass pilot update, and this was last approved in May, a three-year pilot project. At the time, the goal was for the low-income pass to be in place by January. The report for this item hasn't been released yet, so I'm not sure exactly what it'll say, but hopefully that remains on track. Another report that they'll be discussing is an update on late-night transit. This one talks about a proposal for the phased implementation of late-night service, and ultimately the administration is recommending two phases. The first would extend late-night service on five different routes until 3 a.m. The second phase would further extend that to 5:30 a.m., effectively bringing us 24-hour service on those five routes. About $1.3 million is needed to get phase one going. They think they could do that in September of 2015. And then if phase two was implemented, which could be as early as September 2016, that would cost about $2.1 million annually. The five routes they're talking about are the 1, the 4, the 8, the 9, and the 505, which is a Clareview to Central LRT station replacement service. Another item here is how can we build a great city with transit? So administration is looking to do a major transit strategy, and this report really outlines the steps for how public consultation will be completed as part of developing that strategy. Administration is looking for about $623,000 of one-time funding in order to get the ball rolling on that project. And finally, potentially the most interesting item at the Transportation Committee is a response to an inquiry that Mayor Iveson made back in July. And this one answers the question of whether or not we're going to get cell phone and Wi-Fi service in LRT stations and tunnels. The good news is administration is planning to do this in the fourth quarter of 2015, at least in the LRT stations. So potentially tunnels will get some of that access and coverage, but it could be kind of spotty. So it's a year away, but it's coming. Now, there aren't typically meetings on Friday, but this Friday there will be a meeting on the 14th, and this is for the City Manager and City Auditor Performance Evaluation Committee. There's no public reports, as everything's covered under FOIP, but my understanding is the purpose of this meeting is for the committee to agree on the process and timelines for evaluating the performance of the City Manager and the City Auditor, but actual evaluations will take place at a future date. So that's it. That's my look at what's coming up at Council for the week of November 10th to 14th. You can keep track of what's going on using the YegCC hashtag on Twitter. And of course, you can always watch Council meetings online, either audio or video, at councilontheweb.edmonton.ca. If you want to see all of the agendas and minutes, you can go to edmonton.ca/meetings.